The Outer Limits, 1963, Season 1, Episode 18. Buzzing, buzzing continues to man. There's nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. Controlling transmission, the control is horizontal. Control the vertical. Can change the focus to soft blur or soften it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly. You'll control all you see and hear. About to participate in a great adventure, about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits, man. Human life strives ceaselessly to perfect itself, to gain ascendancy from what are the lower forms of life. Perhaps they too conducting experiments at this moment, threshold of deadly success. What happened? I'm all right now. Thank you, Professor Fields. My name is Regina. I come to be your assistant. I read you ad in the newspaper. My wife wants no more. Then no more than an hour ago to the place. The ad's in tomorrow's newspaper. I was there. I've heard. I like to steal small advantages. Must I wait till tomorrow? Do you have any experience? Yes. If someone is exactly as perfect as you are, understand I am to live in. It was a quiet, I had a male assistant in mind. We have to destroy disease insects and clean out the hives. I read the leaders of the medieval bee. Was there truly a monk who grew during bees 8 foot long? Both chuckle. You have to go to the health center. Make sure you're not allergic to bee stings. I'm not. Well, I have to know. People die from a sting of one bee. Ah, for a Tresca. Come see if I'm right. You think you are? Whatever my opinion. About what, Ben Regina? She overheard your place your ad. I think she might do. My garage was garbage, has lost no bags. To unpack. There's no need to see my room until it's time for bed. I can begin at once by putting your laboratory in order, as this only man is usually guilty of something far more chaotic disorder. Chuggers, I think you've hired her. Ben, a lady can't stop me buzzing, bird twitter. You know, I'm not alarmist, so don't think object having an enchanting child work beside you. Sensible to know somehow something a person works with you and lives in your house. Buzzing, I take it. I feel as if I should put on a clean coat and stand by for fingernail inspection. You have an orderly organized mind that compensates for your tie and your fingernails. Ah, Regina, come here. I'm gonna have to check your references. I have done. Oh, what is it? Man who worked for last, I'd rather not tell you his name. If I tell you anything about him, you recognize him. He's innocent. His wife wanted a divorce. He had a younger man who threatened to ruin my reputation. Husbands. She's already ruined mine, but he submitted and saved his. I project suggested I leave the city only till the gossipers found a new prayer course. He never even answered my letters. So I stopped writing. But if you want the address, no. Look at this, Regina. Look, there are fertilized eggs. Those are fertilized eggs. Durian queen bee. There must be a million more than that. They are all the result of single mating. Would you like to be a father to that many children? Last, I said over one. 1,000. Maybe, you know, 25, of course. Man, I ask you, everybody. If anybody gave out that your ad, no, he's admitting it. You don't recall standing close by while I dictated to you? Now, crowd close enough to hear what you're saying over a telephone. All right, thank you. Just want us to run the ad? No, that won't be in. Well, yes. Well, of course, Miss Lord. After all, the girl may not work out. Bees are already in the human range of intelligence. Now, the ones accelerated, but already piling of grammar and dictionary. This is a language organizer. I know, never seen one like that before. I built it myself. Will you explain it to me? All right, it picks up, transmits the sounds of bees. 500 cycles per second to 60,000. That's 3 times the range of human ear. Vocal cords, beeping. Phone buzzes, Ben. He's occupied, Mr. Fields. Receiver clicks, it's a list of artificial bee. Would you hand me that memory, right, please? Thanks. A very head and little lamb. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. See? Well, now we're about to book in. Buzzing notes, the scope shows the bee sounds outside our hearing range. Converts them to the light waves and transmits them into the computer. They're translated, made audible to our ears. Watch, buzzing, bee, danger, danger. 2 coats forward, worker bees to battle lines. Move the queen eggs below. What is it? Invader. Invader. Friend. Lost way. Well, wing broken. Bee. Please. Does he offer pollen? Does he offer pollen? B2. Pollen sack empty. Offers nothing. Appears like one of us. But not. He's not one of us. The body is not like our body. The odor is not like an odor. Destroy, destroy. But is he? Machine off. Bleeping stops. Can you suddenly translate it incorrectly? I watch him do the same things that a human would do. Rearing her children, searching for food, mating. And sounds they make. I match up with our words. Vocabulary is very simple. I can translate, perhaps. 70% of everything they say. Are you really saying these things, Ben? Are you called what the analyzer seems they say? Professor Fields. Is acting perfect. When he's called Ben. A more human being buzzes, yes. Can I see you a moment? You're free? Be there in a moment. I have Francesca take you shopping. Get you some starched uniform. This is your queen? I can speak you only human. Human drones, machinery would translate. I pass the threshold and I'm beautiful. Human Jane has always begun to aspire to me. When he dies, his memory will live on and our million children. Has this room originally attended his nursery? Must be devastating to know your husband wants children. Ben discussed that with you. He was discussing your mutual tragedies. I told him mine, he lured to his. Virginia, how did you find out about the ad? I was there when you placed it. I heard you. Said I phoned it in. Girl received it, repeated it to me. Mr. Ludd received it. I do not wish to incriminate him, Miss Mills. Must I? He was only trying to be helpful, said Virginia. Where are you from? Scotland. I'm very tired. Would you rather have dinner up here? Why, if you're tired, you might want to get into bed. I am not to live here on equal terms with you. Dinner be ready in 30 minutes. Miss Fields, my mother was a vain, envious and selfish woman. My bed was regal. She always assumed it was impossible. Such woman should have sons or homely daughters. She didn't really survive with ugly duckling because I wasn't. So I expect an elderly woman to exclude me from the simple pleasures of family life. If I imagine just you, I am not as elderly as all that. Would you like to help me? How? I set the tables, light the candles, I'm thinking. This sweet young thing, said her husband, is one of the new fair-haired physicists. The university, does my husband do anything? Travis Francesca still attends the facility while he's teased in order to maintain the sole contact with reality. Do you say that I am a sabbatical, that her taxes are paid for? I told her you are an empathologist and working on a top secret project. Last year, did that later? He hopes you were developing an insecticide housewives could believe in. Her words, I don't know. Housewives were afraid of insects. Isn't that necessarily fear? Isn't it? I doubt if many women would use insecticides with insects would stay outside, but if they sit on coming in, are you afraid of insects, Miss Fields? But I think we all are a little. We talk more about our fear of larger forms of animals. Doesn't seem so cowardly to admit fear of crazed panther giant vultures. But I think it's a little uneasy. We're all a little bit uneasy about tiny things that crawl and fly. You can't see what they're thinking. A and you can't look into their eyes. And bad if you can hear what they're thinking. If they're married to a certain number of biologists, but if they're thinking of bees, of course they sting. I'm inoculated at regular intervals. Guess they sting, but not their faults. Are their faults dangerous only to the drones? They don't think of it that way. They fight for the privilege to die. They compete for it. They're married to the queen bee and drone. Most beautiful rituals ever conceived or observed. Well, getting back to work while the bees are still among us, buzzing, beeping, buzzing, it's past 12 o'clock. It's certainly bedtime. Bleeping stops. Hey, just a minute. Civilized people usually say good night. Good night, Ben. What is it? She disturbs me. Why? It's our baby, and I had only if lived. Oh, Francesca, she would have been Virginia's age at a dining table tonight. You treat Regina as if you would have smiled at your daughter, and I become extremely jealous. Of course you did. Virginia isn't our daughter, goddess of age. Oh, how I smile at her. It made me wonder if I might have become her mother became. I have been glad we never had another child of you. I never thought so, neither I. Would rather be about anything except a normal, healthy, vibrant, jealous wife. I suppose I could try to be little like your bees, Ben. All with organisation, gears neatly meshed, efficient, no tight emotions. There are some tight emotions that don't tie me at all. What time shall I come down in the morning? Would you mind putting those things away, please? Buzzing, rustling, buzzing, Ben. What? That's that girl. Door closes. Has she finally gone to sleep? Did you make this? I wanted to do something. I felt so helpless. So responsible? Oh, the thing she screamed and I was in the garden. Yeah, what are you doing out there, Regina? The moonlight drew me. I smelled the things that bloom in the night. I did have my nosy nose poked in flower. But didn't transform into a mammoth growing bee? No, foam buzzes see. Yes, I sent him right up. She sounded so well. Normal, Ben. She's going to be all right. Go to her, Ben. What is it? What's? Oh, nothing. It's gone now, bleeping. Hello, darling. Are you right? Just stay close to me a moment longer. I just need a tiny bit more of your strength. Foam buzzes ice. I drank a lot of glass of it, Ben. I made a fresh pot and bring it right up. You really all right, Francesca? I'm going to try to be. But it's solitude is awfully tempting. I love to watch you brush your hair. Bee instincts, warm and all not well. Pain, did we not make you perfect enough? Are we at fault? No. I do not know what is wrong. We survive, I must, I will. A struggle to effect your transformation must not go unrewarded. You must produce. You must. Once we've begun to breed, once with strength for lifespan humans, millions of us born the same breath, swarming over the aquatic world. We'll conquer. We'll rule. I await no longer. Been patient only because I've learned that humans, good humans, believe that they must experience love. Instincts tell me we've begun to scream, yelps, moans, intense buzzing, single bee buzzing. Why all this darkness? What's wrong? I must not fail. I mustn't help me. Sisters, help me. Shh, toying stops. Am I going to die? No, Regina. What's wrong with me? Dr. Warren thinks, don't let me die without knowing love, Ben. He thinks it's only food poisoning. It's very painful, but not fatal. Love me, Ben. Regina, I'm very, very much in love with my wife. I see only that you're married to her because I love her. If you married me, would you love me? No. If I loved you, then I would marry you. And I don't die, Ben. I would live for you, Regina. Does it make you angry to be loved? If it is beautiful, precious thing you think it is, it should make you smile as sleep sheep. Yes, the pain is gone. It's quiet. Yes, quieted. Yes, you must go. Let her go in the morning. Shh, if you really sleep, she can't hear me. But she isn't. And then she's deceiving us. There's no reason to spare the feelings. Deceitful people. Doesn't sound like you, Francesca. And you don't sound like you. This will wait till morning, Ben. You'll get some sleep or sit with her. All right, low-level buzzing, beeping. Regina, I don't know what is wrong, B. Miss Hive, I'll struggle to affect that transformation. Static door opens, Dr. Warren. Ben, she's upstairs, Francesca. Sitting with her. Yes, I already looked in. How does she seem this morning? Ben, she's medical anomaly. I've never seen blood fluid like this. Electrolytes and electrolytes, certainly out of balance. Plasma level is up to 55-70%. Entire serum is missing. Very massive cholesterol globules. She's the closest thing to complete mutant I've ever seen. Mutant? You don't even have gathered enough data to support such a fantasy. Ben, I might not know the difference between a bee and a buzzard. I don't know a thing or two about human beings, Virginia. I do not like goodbye, Ben. I'm sorry for you found me. Are you well enough to leave? Your wife is ill. Seems to accelerate the disintegration. That's true. Well, if something has, she's not interested in disintegrating. That's why it is not true, no. I no longer love you, Ben. Can't love a man who deludes himself. And no, you do, Ben. You know that you love me and admit it to yourself. It's not me. Goodbye, Ben. No, Ben, I'm not being a foolish woman. You asked me to leave and she left. I'm glad, Francesca. Is this possible? Have you so much little faith in me? All my faith is in you. You think because I touched my small thing who moved me to smile, think that you've done, said and felt nothing wrong. Then why send away such a helpless, homesick child? You think she was more than that. I don't know what she was. I do know she was not what she seemed. I didn't trust her. I was unable to like her. Ben, why, Francesca? It's gone. It seemed no matter. Longer matter, Ben. It does matter. Francesca was unable to like her. I did not want her in our home. She is not a threat to me, Ben. She is a threat to us. Door closes, crackling, buzzing, beeping. You should not have felt concerned. I did intend to leave. I'm merely employing the devious methods they use. And you must not think I wish to harm him or the woman. They live by what they think, but not what they know. Be a big forgiveness, Queen. We did not stand at the game or your service. It was a warning. Buzzing intensifies. Regina laughs. No. Angry buzzing shrieks. No. Oh, yes. Oh, Dr. Warren, Ben, I've been calling. Of noon. Well, I've been here, sighs, down my lab. Straightening things up and listening to some tapes. Didn't hear the phone ring. Did you need anything? No, I don't need anything. Ben, huh? Have you taken those pills? Pills? I'll give you some pills as we're leaving the cemetery. No. What are they for, Harold? Tranquilizers, huh? You sure they work? Are you as effective as injections we gave Francis? Francesca? I told you, stings. Do not kill her. Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting that. What did kill her, Harold? Get some sleep, Ben. Well, I did kill her, Howard. I don't know. Poison. You're still working on it, Ben. You can't identify it. Maybe I can help you, Howard, because I'm an exact team perfect effect of award-winning scientists. I can identify a lot of strange things. Take that off. Where did you get it? Take them off. Forgive me, Ben. I only wanted to make you laugh. I found them in your room. When I put it on, I looked so comical. I thought you would, too. I wanted to make you laugh again. It's called grief, isn't it? Yes, it's called grief. Does it pass? A long time. We share each other's life for it, or with it. We share it. You see us. It's Francesca and I shared ours. We have a very nice saying, Regina. Say it, Ben. Please say it. A gift, grief shares half a grief. A joy shares half a joy. You share your grief, Ben. You share my joy. You have a joy? Oh, yes, Ben. Can you describe it? I can show you. Come look. Oh, now. What do you see, lovely man? Lovely man. With swollen eyes. Oh, no, Ben. You see, it's my joy. You see, Ben? You're my joy. I'm your joy? Do we cannot be married? Now we can be married. Well, now? No. Well, there are many obstacles to Regina. Streams and streams of red tape, tons of legalities, all designed to prevent further people from getting married right now. I'm not supposed to ritual, Ben. Oh, it happened, and ours the most beautiful ritual, Regina. It happens only once in a burst of life. It had at least it should. It usually does. It happens when then it's over. Almost quickly, a veil is laid into cedar. A memory is laid in your heart, and no one coming out can unroot that memory. No sudden senseless raged. No willful murder can rip it out or disintegrate it. When we love and get married, we share our love to God, we share our children with God. Those there were none, we share our grief with God. That's a ritual, Regina, called life. No evil, no inhuman imagination has ever been able to stop it. It goes on and on, just as life you come from goes on and on. Way it was meant to go on and on, screams, buzzing man. A yearning for sensitivity takes the form of loveless struggle. The conflict must end in lonely defeat. Without love, drones can never be men. Men can only be drones. We now control transmission, your television set to you to next week. The same time, the control voice will take you to the outer limits.